A period of mourning is underway at the Jersey Shore after a young electric bike rider was killed in Summers Point. WHYY's Tom McDonald has details.
A 14-year-old was killed on the e-bike at the intersection of Maryland Avenue and the bike path on Thursday evening in Summers Point. The bikes are becoming more popular, especially in shore towns up and down the coast. Sheriff Joseph Donahue of Atlantic County is concerned about the new conveyance.
These are motorized and mechanized. They go up to 20 miles an hour. They're all being modified. People modify them all the time, and that's the problem. How do we regulate that as law enforcement?
There is a bill that would mandate registration and insurance of e-bikes, but it's been sitting in committee in Trenton since last year. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A state-appointed special prosecutor has started prosecuting some crimes carried out in SEPTA vehicles and stations in Philadelphia, despite objections from District Attorney Larry Krasner. State Attorney General Dave Sunday says the new office so far has filed 12 cases and is working on nearly 30 others. We hear more from Mayor Rindy of WHYY's Billy Penn.
The crimes being prosecuted include an attempted murder at Burke Station in Kensington on July 4th, according to the Attorney General. Governor Josh Shapiro signed a law creating the special prosecutor's office in December 2023, and Attorney Michael Untermeyer was appointed to the position last year. Krasner sued to block the law, arguing it infringes on his authority and on Philadelphia voters' right to elect their chief prosecutor. A court rejected his argument, and he appealed to the state Supreme Court, which heard arguments in May and is deliberating the case. Even before the special prosecutor got to work, crime was already falling on SEPTA. The agency says incidents fell by a third last year and continued to drop in the first 6 months of 2025. For Billy Penn, I'm Mayor Rindy, WHYY News.
Sports, Phillies 3, Red Sox 2.